WGSO. MightyCon presents New Orleans Comic Con. Costumes and cosplay contests. Favorite action figures. Over 300 tables of toys, games, comics, art, and more. Everyone gets a free comic book at the door. It's a family-friendly show you don't want to miss. Doors open daily at 10, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st. At the Potts Train Center, Kenner. $18 tickets, one-day pass. $25 for a weekend pass. Kids 12 and under get in free. Tickets available now at MightyConShows.com. Or at the door.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Wow. 504-556-9696. I'll put out the call-in number now. Take calls. We'll see what we get. And I want to talk about a lot of stuff. But the CFR is the Council on Foreign Relations. Is a international group. It is a it shouldn't have any members as elected officials because it's a religious organization. It is a they believe in Baphomet, whether they do or not. Whether it's a joke or not, they believe in Baphomet and a New World Order. They believe in the dude riding the white horse, which is their official logo. They took it off of their website not too long ago, a couple of years ago, because they were embarrassed. Because they saw that they were exposing themselves, telling people what they really are, and they figured out it's not good. You have to understand. This has been in works for over 100 years. I mean, this has been in effect since our inception, since we fought a revolutionary war, a war of independence, and the war of 1812, and so on and so forth, so many wars. And we have lost so many brethren who are patriots, who believe in, you know, things like due process. I couldn't stand up against a branch of military, a special branch of military in Homeland Security. And, you know, Homeland Security shouldn't be around. It's an uber police force. We're not supposed to have police powers at the federal level. Even the FBI is one of these alphabet agencies that's operating outside of the law. That was started in The Administrative Procedure Act from 1947, that all these agencies take their codes of conduct from, all these civilian agencies, and now a military branch of government in the Coast Guard is taking its sights on. All you have to do is look at how long the Coast Guard had a appellate court under the UCMJ. It was started in 2000, and 3 or 4, well, 6, 7, 8, because they hadn't had any. The Coast Guard was put under Title V, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, to make sure that its personnel had their due process rights protected. This was a giant mistake, as we've seen. Now every agency under in the federal government, in the executive branch, comes under the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. And, you know, I don't know if there's a way to save the United States from the British German crown. I don't know if there is a way to save I would think that there would be, there should be, that these administrative rules are not binding, that the administrative agency of the United States is no more. It should be, because we don't, you know, you have to, here's a problem. They passed the Enabling Act, which was passed in Germany. That's what started off this whole, you know, kit and caboodle. The Enabling Act was started here as the act that forms every agency or branch of government, to the point that you know, like the how the I keep thinking of a better example, if I can't, of the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard used the Administrative Procedure Act to change themselves from a special, not even, from a, they were a civil service, into a special branch of military that is, you know, I don't know, people can't see it. I don't know why. But since Bush came into power, and well before, the federal government had been under control of the crown. We've got enough kingly prerogative here in America, especially with the this is a problem with the administrative state, the corporate state. The corporations have been creating their rules and they apply them to us, and we agree. When you buy something, you're supposed to buy something. You're supposed to buy it, and then that's it. That's, you're done with the company. As soon as you consummate the deal, we'll be back.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
All right, I'm going to read from a prepared, it was prepared in 12/31/1995 by W.E.B. Because I'm doing so poorly, my memory is lacking. For those who may be confused by the controversy surrounding the New World Order, a one world government, an American's concern over giving the UN more power, those unaware of issues involved, and those wishing more background, I offer the following. originally presented for an honors class, Dilemmas of War and Peace at New Mexico State University. The paper was ridiculed and characterized by Dr. Joseph Lapid, an acknowledged and locally quoted expert on terrorism and Middle Eastern affairs, as paranoid, possibly a symptom of mental illness. You may judge for yourself. Citing source data is a scientific method, but does not seem to apply to conspiracy theories. A thousand sources may be quoted. It will not give confidence. It will not convince the skeptics, the realists. It seems to me the symptoms of mental illness are on their side. If they refuse to look at their evidence, there are none so blind as those who will not see. Or perhaps more sinister is at work, such as a knowledge of the truth that does not want you to know. To be paranoid means to believe in delusions of danger and persecution. If the danger is real and the evidence credible, then it cannot be delusional. To ignore the evidence and hope that it cannot be true is more an evidence of mental illness. The issues involve much more than a difference of philosophy or political viewpoint. Growing up in the midst of the Cold War, our generation were taught that those who attempted to abolish our national sovereignty and overthrow our constitutional government were committing acts of treason. Please judge for yourself if the group discussed is guilty of such. If one group is effectively in control of national governments and multinational corporations, promotes world government through control of media, foundation grants, and education, and controls and guides the issues of the day, then they control most options available. The Council on Foreign Relations and the financial powers that be have done all these things and promote the New World Order as they have for over 70 years. At the time, this was almost 30 years ago, so it's they just celebrated their 100-year anniversary. The CFR is the promotional arm of the ruling elite in the United States of America, and I would say in England, because the Royal Institute for National Affairs is the parent organization of the Council on Foreign Relations. Most influential politicians, academics, and media personalities are members, and it uses its influence to infiltrate the New World Order into American life. Its experts write scholarly pieces to be used in decision making. The academics expound on the wisdom of a united world, and the media members disseminate the message. And this is under a kingdom. This is under a kingdom. This is not a limited republic. So get yourself in order. And consider that we will only have those rights that they wish to bestow upon us. To understand how the most influential people in America came to be members of an organization working purposefully for the overthrow of the Constitution and American sovereignty, we have to go back to at least the early 1900s, though the story begins much earlier, depending on viewpoints and belief. That a ruling power elite does indeed control the U.S. government behind the scenes has been attested to you by many Americans in a position to know. Felix Frankfurter, Justice of the Supreme Court, 1939 to 1962, said, "The real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes." In a letter to an associate dated November 21st, 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt wrote, "The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." February 23rd, 1954, Senator William Jenner warned in his speech, outwardly, we have a constitutional government. We have operating within our government and political system another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite which believes our constitution is outmoded. They actually want to take it back under an even more outmoded form of government, a kingdom, and make it look like all these World Economic Forum and Young Global Leaders Program and others are much better and much better suited to take over and rule the world. Baron M.A. Rothschild wrote, "Give me control of a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws." Think of that. Think about that. Think about what we're going through right now with the turmoil involving the currency. Look at 100 years ago today, 100 years ago, we were going through the very same thing, and introduced upon us was something called the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And the income tax was also put upon us at the very same time. So we were paying interest to the crown. And things have gotten worse ever since. And they wish to put the screws to us. All that is needed to effectively control a government is to have control over the nation's money, a central bank with a monopoly over the supply of money and credit. This had been done in Western Europe with the creation of privately owned central banks such as the Bank of England. I lost that. Okay, so Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and forms of our Constitution. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered." I couldn't be more succinct than that. Hopefully that's a little bit more clear. We're going to break. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
I'm Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
celeriac, the widely used French name for celery root. It's a heavy, bulbous, crunchy vegetable that is sort of what it says it is. It comes from a different variety of celery than the one we commonly eat, with smaller, hollow stalks that nevertheless have an unmistakably celery flavor. The root is about the size of a turnip and has an irregular shape that makes it challenging to remove the brown, hard peel. Inside is a white, crisp, unstarchy vegetable with a different flavor from that of celery stalks, although there are similarities. It has a bit of a nutty quality. Celeriac is most often served raw as part of a salad. The popular sauce for it in France is remoulade.
The Food Show, right here.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 a.m.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m., the community voice of the Crescent City.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol, the House Criminal Justice Committee approves a bill cracking down on drunk drivers by mandating they have an ignition interlock installed on their vehicle for 2 years if their blood alcohol content was 0.15 or higher when they were arrested. Bill sponsor and Covington representative Mark Wright.
It's the people who we know have a problem and consistently go over the line, right? That's the ones we're trying to protect others from.
That bill passed without objection. It proceeds to the House floor. A bill officially prohibiting physical punishment at schools wins easy passage in House Education. No one spoke in opposition, but Michael Falk with the State School Superintendents Association says there are already 19 school systems he knows of that still allow hitting students.
But the clarifying thing there is more and more school systems are discouraging the use of corporal punishment as a means of discipline.
The same bill failed a House vote last year. This is news on LRN.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by...
Give me control. Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Baron M. A. Rothschild. All that is needed. Oh, wait, let me go to Georgetown professor, Dr. Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor while at Georgetown. And he's not only Bill Clinton's, but Nancy Pelosi's and Paul Pelosi's. Wrote about the goals of the investment bankers who control central banks. Nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. Controlled in a feudalistic fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert by secret agreements arrived at in frequent meetings and conferences. The Bank of the United States from 1816 to 1836, this is why the Coast Guard dates its founding back to 1791, which is actually 1915, because Hamilton tried to create the first central bank by executive caveat. Executive caveat of the Treasury Department. The Bank of the United States in from 1816 to 36, an early attempt at American central bank, was abolished by President Andrew Jackson, who believed that it threatened the nation. He wrote, "The bold effort the present bank has made to control the government, the distress it has wantonly produced, are but premonitions of the fate that awaits the American people should they be deluded into perpetuation of this institution or the establishment of another like it." Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing all against the principles and form of our Constitution. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, which we now do, the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not reserve. It's a private banking international cartel run by the Rothschild families. The banks, first inflation by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered." Do you remember what Klaus Schwab said? You will own nothing and you will be happy. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Does that not describe the situation in America today? The U.S. managed without a central bank early until early this century, when according to Congressman Charles A. Lindbergh, the Money Trust, which is Morgan, J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan Jr., Warburg, Rockefeller, and Rockefeller was a holder of the largest trust in history that was built off of the oil. The Money Trust has caused the 1907 panic and thereby forced Congress to create a national monetary system headed by Senator Aldrich, father-in-law of John D. Rockefeller Jr. The commission recommended creation of a central bank. If there's anything central, that is not good. Central planning is antithem to our Constitution, which set up the Constitution separation of powers. The legislative, the body that makes the laws, the executive, the body that enforces the law, and the judiciary, the body that sets up and settles any disputes over the laws or outside of the laws, or if anything should be. That's why you hear about these judicial officers who are legislating from the bench. That's why, it may seem like you have a lot of power, if you're one of these judges, but it's you get a side on. You don't get to decide on the law. You get to decide, is it constitutional or is it not? Is it being applied the way it was written and the way it was intended, or is it not? Though unconstitutional as only, the Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof. Article 1, Section 8, U.S. Constitution. The Federal Reserve Act was passed in December 1913, ostensibly to stabilize the economy and prevent further panics, but as Lindbergh warned Congress, this act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth, the invisible government by the money power, proven to exist by the money trust investigation, will be legalized. The Great Depression and numerous recessions later, it is obvious the Federal Reserve produces inflation, federal debt, whenever it desires, but not stability. So be it. This is England. This is Britain. It is a concoction. We are seen as lesser than. We are seen as fools. We are seen as, let me go on. Congressman Lewis McFadden, who supposedly is my uncle, he was Speaker of the House at one point. He's from Boston, which is where I'm from. Congressman Lewis McFadden, House Committee on Banking and Currency Chairman, 1920 to 1931, stated, quote, "When the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the people of the United States did not perceive that a world banking system was being set up here, a super state controlled by international bankers and industrialists, acting together to enslave the world. Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its powers, but the truth is the Fed has usurped the government. Although called federal, the Federal Reserve System is privately owned by member banks, makes its own policies, and is not subject to oversight by Congress or the President. As the overseer and supplier of reserves, the Fed gave the banks access to public funds, which enhanced their lending capacity." Peter Kershaw in Economic Solutions lists the 10 major shareholders of the Federal Reserve Bank System as Rothschild, which controls or owns the London and Berlin houses, Lazard Brothers, Paris and Israel, Safe, Italy, Kuhn Loeb Company, Germany, Warburg, Hamburg, in Amsterdam, the Lehman Brothers, New York, Goldman Sachs, New York, Rockefeller, New York. That most, if not all, of these families just happen to be Jewish. You may judge the significance of this yourself. The balance of stock is owned by major commercial member banks. And I'll throw out, and I'll get into real quick what the importance of the Jewish part of the conspiracy is that you can't talk about. That is considered a faux pas. No go. We'll be back.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
if you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in. You'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right. Before I go to a caller, I want to throw out the fact that Elon Musk is a transhumanist. He is a graduate of the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program. That makes him a transhumanist. That means he has been altered. He has been altered. You're hearing it here first. I'm warning the world about Elon Musk. He wants to plant a microchip into your head. He's for free speech. For free speech until he's not anymore. You need to be aware. And I have given out, I think you will see that he could be the Antichrist. The Antichrist supposed to be, the first half of the year, 3.5 years is supposed to be orderly and peaceful and everything else. I don't know. I don't trust him, and I don't like. He's from South Africa, which is a German Dutch former colony that Theresa Heintz was from. Heintz Kerry. She married former Senator Heintz of Heinz Ketchup, and also married after he died. She married Senator Kerry, and Senator Senator Kerry is a Habsburg, which, you know, you'd see the bloodline in his face. With that said, let me go to a caller. Paul. Was it Paul?
Yes.
Go ahead, go.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight? What a wonderful show you have.
Well, thank you, but I'm not doing well, but yeah.
Well,
can you hear me?
Let me tell you one thing. Thank God for you and others like you on the, with the WGSO family. And that's the only station, local or abroad, that I could listen to where I get the facts. And I want to thank you for that, sir.
Well, thank you. What'd you call about?
I'm calling about, like, the Federal Reserve and, like, other departments of government, you know, which is really should be deemed unconstitutional for the way they practice and the way they came into existence. We the people are no more, you know. We are we the sheeple, and they run every aspect of my lives now, you know. There's not too much control we can have over our lives anymore, you know, especially when it comes to politics anymore, because you can't trust it anymore, you know. I mean, it's just so pathetic, man, across the board.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's over yet.
No,
I, think
I don't think so.
I think there's a way to resist.
Yes.
And push back. But people need to focus on, you know about the Federal Reserve, but we need to focus on the Council on Foreign Relations.
Relations, yes.
Because they are. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think more than any other time in my existence on this earth, and it's been going to be 70 years old, and I'm a veteran, ex-veteran. Well, I've never seen it this bad in this country in my lifetime, you know. And it only happened maybe about a year and a half's time, you know, for us to go down the tubes like we have. And I do blame it on the One World Order because they're a major player in this thing, you know. They really
Oh,
are.
Yeah. You know, Biden is a member of the Council. You know, Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Oh, yes, sir. I know that. I do know that.
And so is all his staff, like Lloyd Austin, who was just in the news for some of his comments in why Putin shut down the gas and everything going to Germany and the rest of Europe.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about South African people, you know, like Elon Musk and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, there's some major diamond mines in South Africa that are owned by these foreign people, you know what I mean?
Well,
especially German people and also
wait, De Beers is owned by that's why Cecil Rhodes marched into Cecil Rhodes was English. That's why he marched into South Africa and declared the nation to be Rhodesia.
Yes, sir.
And he seized the diamond mines and more. Copper, gold, silver, and diamonds. And how do you think they funded what the royal family has done?
Sure, man. Yep. It had to come from the... But I know one thing, these are very wealthy, wealthy, powerful people, and they determine a lot of what's going to happen in this world, worldwide, you know, because they're the money people, you know.
Yeah,
money
but they're
talks,
evil.
You know?
They're no money. These people are evil. So
people are evil, that's right.
We need to resist because they are followers of Baphomet, which is a goat. Or the being with the goat head, whether it's human with the goat head or whatever, doesn't matter. But their messenger, their logo, is the guy on the white horse pointing at the stars on the first horse of the apocalypse,
Yes.
And how have you heard that story?
Oh, yes, I have.
It's been beaten into us over and over for forever that it will be the apocalypse. And this is their logo, but that same logo appeared on Roman coins. And the Jewish state was it was Persian before it was westernized. It was Persian.
You know, if you look at our government, the way it's set up just like the Roman government, because we have a Senate over here and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was modeled after the Roman government, and they fell down. You know, they collapsed, and boy, I hope we don't.
Well, no,
it's
a continuation of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire became it came back into was reincarnated as the EU, European Union.
That's right, European Union. I'm well familiar with that.
And now the British have broken off to supposedly be some kind of a satellite that'll latch onto anything.
Brexit? Yeah, that would be Brexit. Yeah, and the people voted to break off. And they sure not getting treated like they're both counted, you know what I'm saying? Not really.
Yeah, well, they're broken off as a satellite, as a free-floating satellite, to latch on to any country like the United States that might think of independence.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you have a wonderful show, and God bless you, and I wish you all that your health persists, you know, and that you're on the air for a long time, because I really do appreciate you.
The one thing I forgot to mention was the unconstitutional United States Coast Guard that is supposed to be a civil service that is supposed to accompany Navy ships on board naval combatants and fly its pendant so that people know a civilian service is carrying on any administration.
Yep.
But now it has turned itself into a branch of military that can carry on civilian affairs.
Yes, that's not right.
A branch of military is boarding American flag vessels without cause. It can go on board any vessel. It can go on board any vessel. Think about that. Take care. Call in again. That's it, folks. Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein, WGSO, 504-556-9696.
A car with a flat tire, it's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.